There seems to be a need in society to come together in a peaceful way in response to all the violence we're seeing. We often see candlelight vigils in the aftermath of massacres, for example, and it seems like a healing thing for society to have secular opportunities like this to express peace in the comfort of a group. Is this in response to that need?
Flocking for Peace is definitely a response for people to come together with the yearning for peace in their hearts.
Describe the event. What will happen on December 20th?
There's going to be several aspects to the event on Sunday. We're going to be welcoming the crowd of people, of course, and the intention for the Flocking for Peace will be explained. And then we have a prayer. We have a heart meditation. We have two new songs that are going to be sung to the group, and the group will actually be able to participate in those. We also will be explaining the score, and it's a map and a representation of the activity so people will know what's going to happen. And there will be the flocking. Then we will have the opportunity to step forward and declare our personal intentions for the actions that we will actually take for the sake of peace on earth.
Explain the metaphor of the birds flocking. We're humans acting like flocking birds, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, the metaphor actually emerged for me a few years ago when I just became fascinated by watching flocks of birds in flight. I was very amazed, like, how do they do that? How do they move in unison as if there's just one mind at work in the flock? At first, I was just fascinated by watching it. And then in time, that fascination emerged into the question, like, what would it feel like to actually be moving in a flock of birds where there's just that one-minded unison at work? And it's so elegant and it's so beautiful. And then that question then led to the next question, like, what would it be like for crowds of people to move together in unison with that one-minded intention for peace on earth? What would happen?
Kind of all flowing in the same direction.
Well, the direction shifts and changes very organically, but the direction that continues is, in our case, the one-minded intention for peace on earth.
So this is part dance ritual, part meditation, part prayer, part flash mob, I guess, right?
That's what it is, yes.
December 20th is right before the winter solstice, when we're ready to turn towards light. Was that a consideration?
Well, actually, the date December 20th was motivated more by the fact that this is a time of year when around the world, large groups of people are voicing the wish for peace on earth, goodwill to all. That's why we moved really, really quickly to put this together. We put it together in a little over a month. And we just moved fast because we want to jump in, see what happens, and then be able to do reiterations of it after the new year.
Is this event designed for a global reach? What's your hope or your intention?
That's my absolute intention. I intend that what happens after this is that there's going to be groups sprouting up around the country flocking for peace. In fact, there's already interest expressed in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Baltimore. So we intend that that will start to gain momentum over time and that eventually it will be a worldwide movement. My intention is that within the next 1 or 2 years, on International Peace Day, there will be people flocking for peace all over the world with a numbers of people like around 8,000 people.
So we'll learn to flock.
Yes. One of the things we're thinking of is that what we're doing on Sunday will be replicable and that groups around the country could then just piggyback on what we've done if they wish, or they might want to create their own events for peace on earth. That will then inspire concrete actions and novel solutions that will arise out of the resurgence of the heart in the collective consciousness of humanity. That's the ultimate reason for this whole event.
Where and when do people gather on Sunday, December 20th?
We're holding the event at North Boulder Park in the southernmost baseball diamond of the park. That's where we gather initially. And it's at 1:45 to 3 o'clock-ish.
People can get logistical details on Facebook at Flocking for Peace.